Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 18, Maharaj Parikshit, cursed by a Brahmana boy. Text number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Abhuta Purva Sahasa Kshat Tridvyam Arditatmanaha Brahmanam Prati Abhud Brahman Matsaro Manyur Evacha Abhuta Purva Sahasa Kshatridyam Aritatmanaha Brahmanam Pratyabhud Brahman Matsaro Munyar Evacha Abhuta Purva Sahasa Kshatridyam Arditatmanaha Brahmanam Pratyabhud Brahman Matsaro Manyur Evacha Abhuta Purva Sahasa Kshatridyam Arditatmanaha Brahmanam Pratyabhud Brahman Matsaro Manyur Evacha. Please chant. Ladies, anyone else? Abhutapurva, unprecedented. Sahasa, circumstantially. Kshat, hunger. Tridyam, as well as by thirst. Ardita, being distressed. Atmanaha, of his self. Brahmanam unto a Brahmana. Prati against. Abhut became. Brahman, O Brahmanas. Matsara envious. Manyu angry. Eva thus. Cha and. O Brahmanas, the king's anger and envy directed toward the Brahmana sage were unprecedented, being that circumstances had made him hungry and thirsty. Purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. For a king like Maharaj Parikshit to become angry and envious, especially at a sage and brahmana, was undoubtedly unprecedented. The king knew well that brahmanas, sages, children, women, and old men are always beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. Similarly, the king, even though he commits a great mistake, is never to be considered a wrongdoer. But in this case, Maharaj Parikshit became angry and envious at the stage due to his thirst and hunger by the will of the Lord. The king was right to punish his subject for coldly receiving him or neglecting him. But because the culprit was a sage and a brahmana, it was unprecedented. As the Lord is never envious of anyone, so also the Lord's devotee is never envious of anyone. The only justification for Maharaj Parikshit's behavior is that it was ordained by the Lord. Trinadapi suniche na tarariva sahishnuna amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam. Glo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. So, matsara, envious. In the very second verse of this Srimad Bhagavatam, paramo nirmatsaranam sitam. Here is the entry fee in order to access Srimad Bhagavatam. I have to become free from envy. Only then will Srimad Bhagavatam be tasted. The envy begins with envy of God. I'm envious that Krishna is the enjoyer. Why he should be the enjoyer? I am also enjoyer. Why Krishna should be the cynosure, the center of all attention? I want that. Why should everyone love Krishna? I want that. I want everyone to love me and worship me and say nice things all the time, how great I am. And then the envy extends to anything and everything which belongs to Krishna, which is everything. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, anything, material or spiritual, to whom does it belong? Belongs to Krishna, belongs to God. Nothing is mine. Even this body that I pamper and take so much time dealing with. I didn't create this body. It was created by God through the agency of His material energy, not my material energy. I'm exploiting Krishna's material energy. If I'm a devotee, then I utilize Krishna's energy for His purpose. Krishna's purpose is that everybody lives here happy and peaceful. in Krishna consciousness. But the non-devotee, the person trying to imitate Krishna, thinks, no, this material energy is for me to exploit. Manifest destiny. Whatever I see, it's there for my enjoyment, not yours. I am the enjoyer. I am the proprietor. And everyone should love me because I'm so wonderful. So here is the original sin, envy. Even in the Bible, Genesis, how did Satan seduce the mind of Eve? Because they were warned by God, you can enjoy everything in this paradise except this tree. What was that tree? The knowledge of good and evil, duality. But what did Satan tell Eve? No, no, no. The reason God doesn't want you to eat that tree is because if you eat, you'll be as good as him. Ah, that corrupted. Just like in Ramayana, mantra poisoned Kaikeyi's mind. You should have Ram banished. Otherwise, your son Bharat, he will be banished. And you will become nothing. So, we have to be very, very careful who we listen to. Nowadays, everybody's listening to something. You see, all over, they have the wireless ear pods. Everybody's listening to something in the car, on the TV, the radio. All day long, they are hearing something. And that hearing conditions them, directs them. Now it is the big talk, coming elections. Because they know that the enemies, they are going to manipulate by sound vibration, by word, manipulate and get their preferred candidate. It's a war. It's a war out there. And this envy, the original sin. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, second verse, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. The devotees are pure in heart. They have no envy. Lord Chaitanya teaches us, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Everyone else is Krishna's servant. Everyone, no exceptions to the rule. And we learn in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj points out, where is that we don't have this conception of servitude to Krishna? Because it is the highest ecstasy. So much so that God himself wants to take the position of Krishna's servant. Krishna looks at Srimati Radharani. How is it she is enjoying more than me? I'm God. I'm the absolute truth. But when I look at Srimati Radharani, she seems to be enjoying more than me. How can this be? Therefore, I must take her position. So he does. He takes the position of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to taste this nectar of devotion. Prabhupada's one of his four main books, Nectar of Devotion. The nectar of serving Krishna. As the Sudra poet sang, you have to serve somebody. Yes. No exceptions. Everybody is serving. So what is it, your choice? Who do you want to serve? You want to serve some rascal? Or do you want to serve the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna? Choice is free will. Another important concept in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, Krishna says, I have told you everything. Now, do as you like. Yatech, you see, tata kuru. As you like, you do. I've told you everything. And Prabhupada even says, if necessary, Krishna would have repeated the whole Bhagavad Gita if Arjuna needed it. But it comes down, this is life. This is our life. Always choosing, do I want to serve or be served? We chant every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. As soon as I begin chanting, I am becoming free from envy. There is that discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How does one know that they're sufficiently humble, free from envy? Very simple. Are you chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? You're humble enough. Now, of course, there's no limit. You can be as humble as you like. It's up to you. But at least humble enough to be strong enough. We see every day people getting up early in the morning pumping iron. Now even the women pumping iron. I want to be strong. Yes, but are you strong enough to pick up a little pair of beads and chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So if I can chant, I'm humble enough. This process, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, so scientific, so sublime, susukam kartum avyayam. You don't need a certificate. You don't need validation from anyone. You perceive the effects directly yourself. Soon, we will accept prasad. You don't need anyone's validation. Ooh, very nice, prasad. You have direct experience. Same way. When we chant the Maha Mantra, immediate, what does Prabhupada say? Immediate effects can be perceived. The very first record album. Immediate effects can be received. Otherwise, why you have been chanting for 40 years? Why you have been chanting for 40 years? You're not stupid that you're going to do something every day for a couple of hours and not get something out of it. No. You went to college. You went to college, right? You went to university, yeah. So that means you have a brain. And yet, you accepted this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Why? You saw and felt the effects. Pratyakshavagamam, direct experience. Like my father used to always say, why? Why you keep saying the same thing over and over again, blah, 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 blah. But in that beginning of Krishna book, which some of us distributed by the thousands, we would turn to that page, supposedly written by George Harrison. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, in the tasting. That's it. Simply, we have to induce people to try. Prabhupada himself used to mark that cartoon. Chant, chant, chant. Can't, can't, can't. It was a cartoon in some newspaper. That's it. But of course, Lord Chaitanya warns us in his second Shikshastakam prayer, Durdaivam Idrisam Ihajani Nanuraga. Why I'm not developing a taste for chanting? Again, envy. I commit offenses while chanting. Therefore, I lose my taste. And we see it. We see that happens. Big devotee. Then one day, big fall down. Why? Gave up the process of chanting. Supposedly did big service. But like there, anyone, engineer, you want to build a big skyscraper, you need solid foundation. Otherwise, house of cards. So, and Prabhupada writes directly in his books, first order of the spiritual master. There's this camp. They are always talking about the final order. Now let's talk about the first order. The first order is chant 16 rounds of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Have a solid foundation. Then you can build. Then you can build. So envy. That's why we pray. I think we still do every morning. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayivacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. There is a line in the third canto in the Kapildev section. I always find it remarkable that the whole, I'm not going to say whole, but you could say a most important conclusion of worshiping the deity is to recognize that Krishna is in everyone's heart. If I recognize that Krishna is in everyone's heart, how I can be envious of you? But because I see you as another machine for me to exploit, I'm seeing you as a body. Therefore, my good friend, godbrother, Urjaswat, wherever he may be, used to preach, Prabhu, step outside your body. I want to talk to you. That was good. Because that is the problem. Now, yesterday, I was out shopping. I bumped into one lady. She saw me do something. She said, oh, that's very nice what you did. I cleaned up a table. So we started a discussion because she was very impressed. Actions speak louder than words. So she was telling me how she is a teacher at MIT. So we were discussing so many different things. She was explaining how in her teaching, big problem now in the tech world. Things now are so bad. People are so materialistic at a young age, burnt out. So she was admitting that yes, there needs to be some soul, some spirituality in the world. So I was explaining to her how I am Hare Krishna devotee. So if I see you, the whole root of all the problems nowadays, everybody is seeing the body. Oh, you are Mexican. Stay out. Oh, you are black. Go away. We only want white. That's all. Everybody's fighting all over the world. You're this group. You're not my group. That was mentioned in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. My own kinsmen. This is the problem in the material world. Everybody's just looking for their own little group to the exclusion of others. But a devotee is not like that. Devotee sees God is in your heart. We are brothers or sisters, whatever you want to say. God is in your heart. Lord Shiva, when he was instructing Sati, his wife, after the big fracas, big problem at the yajna, when Daksha, again, Daksha was on the bodily concept of life. He could not recognize his son-in-law. Shiva was his son-in-law. But he was looking again at the body. Who is this? Because Daksha was Pakka Brahmana. Nice dhoti, everything. Very, very aristocratic. He came into the assembly. Brahma had appointed him as the leader of the Prajapati. So as we say, it goes to the head. There's one statement Prabhupada writes, that as soon as one is appointed to a post, even if someone is not qualified, they immediately think, oh yes, I'm qualified. This is what we're seeing now in a particular house called the White House. No qualifications. No knowledge. I am so qualified. I am a stable genius. But this is the... So, Daksha was looking at his son-in-law. Look at him. Dreadlocks. Snakes around him. His body is smeared with the ashes from the crematorium. Looks like some homeless person that we see nowadays. Right outside, you can see. There's a whole homeless village. So he was seeing externally envy. And immediately he was offended that he has not stood up for me, the great Daksha. He has not recognized me. So when there was a big confrontation in back home, Sati and Lord Shiva were speaking. Very interesting statement by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is saying that I don't pay obeisances to the person who identifies with the body. I pay obeisances to Krishna inside that body. So even I don't like somebody, shouldn't matter. Krishna deems it that he exists in the heart of that person, whoever that person may be. I have to at least recognize Krishna is in that person's heart. Somehow or other, I may hate this person, I may want nothing to do with this person. Okay. But I have to at least acknowledge Krishna's in their heart. A devotee is non-envious. Like the story of Mrigari. When Mrigari was a hunter, He took pleasure in torture. Not killing. In torture. And when Narada said, look, the way you are doing this, you are causing the animals more suffering. And Magari said, yeah, but evam parampara praptam. This is what I was taught in disciplic succession by my father. Narada convinced them, no, you are creating more suffering for yourself when you do this. Better you kill them straight. You will incur less, but this torture business. So then Narada showed him what was going to happen after his death. And he said, whoa, I don't want that. So Narada instructed, okay, you break your bow. How am I going to live? Narada said, I will supply you food. You don't worry. You break your bow, you live as a simple devotee. So after some time, Narada came back with Parvat Muni. And Magari now was a Vaishnava. So when he saw his guru, he became ecstatic. And he was jumping up and down. Gurudev is here. But before he paid obeisances, he wanted to see, are there any insects or ants that I might kill by offering obeisances? And Parvat Muni said, Narada, you are a Sparsha Mani. You are a touchstone. That this person was previously torturing living entities, and now he doesn't want to hurt even an ant? Oh, Narada, you are amazing. That is how the devotee thinks. I don't want to harm even an ant. In my house, I have three of what they call, what's it called? Bug busters. So it's a battery operated thing. So in my apartment, sometimes there's spiders, no cockroaches, but crickets. So as soon as my wife and I see, where's the bug buster? It's a plastic thing, and it sucks the insect, but doesn't kill it. And you put the lid on, we go outside, and you let it go. So those of you who might have known, Kushakrata used to live here. And he used, his house, he would have 8,400,000 cockroaches. But he would not kill. He would vacuum. He would vacuum and then go to, what's the street where the tracks are? And then he would release them. He would release them. But the point is, we want to become free from envy. And we be now, if you really want to become free from envy, go out on Sankirtan. That is the quickest way to become free from envy. Because you have to humble yourself to so many obnoxious personalities. Because we're taught on Sankirtan, we approach everyone, right? We don't discriminate. I'm sure Bhrigupati will tell you so many times, approached one person who he thought they'll surely take, and then they go away. And then you approach this other person, well, I doubt it. And that's the person who takes, am I right? You've had that experience. So by going out on Sankirtan, book distribution, Harinam, you are taught by example after example after example how to become free from envy, because it is the most difficult service to approach a fallen conditioned soul. My dear such and such, please take this book. And you don't know what the response is going to be. I've had that example. Knocking on the door in Detroit, the guy came out with a gun. Go away! Yes. One time, I knocked on the door. The lady opened the door. The dog came out and bit me on the leg. I'm sure Surah has 1,000 tales of how he has learned this non-envious just by going out on Sankirtan day after day, hour after hour. You just have to be so meek and humble. But by going out, by becoming free from envy, by approaching the conditioned souls, you are increasing your storehouse of love of God. And that always is the goal. We say every morning, after reciting the 10 offenses, Krishna Prema, the ultimate goal of life. That is why we're chanting. We're chanting so that we develop love, ecstatic love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Would anyone like to share? Yes, Maharaj.
Thanks for a very wonderful class, nice examples, and nice insights. Thank you. Just one little question, and if you've answered it, and I went over my head, I apologize to begin with. But you mentioned that in the story of Magari that he liked to torture the animals, but you haven't told us how he would torture them.
How?
How did he torture them?
With his arrow, he would shoot the arrow in such a way that the animal was half killed and gasping and trying to survive. Ultimately, the animal dies, but in the process of gasping to remain alive, more pain, more pain, more pain. There's a particular religion when they eat meat, they take an animal, they make one slice. Starts to bleed. They come back after some time, another cut. So they have this expression, death by a million cuts. This particular religion is based on torture. Yes?
I didn't finish. And what did Narada Muni say to him when he noticed, as you just mentioned, that the animals were half killed and were therefore being tortured, tormented, like that? So how did Narada respond to that to convince him that this should be changed?
My memory is that didn't he show them that all these animals are awaiting to inflict suffering? That, if I remember correctly, that this is what your coming attractions are. You're going to be punished in the same way. That's what I remember. I didn't.
Yeah.
I haven't read the pastime for.
He said many, also all these animals will come back to get you.
Yes. Sachi tanoi dasa, a sankirtanero.
Haribo Prabhu, thank you. While giving your class, you gave examples of Kushakrata Prabhu. And then we also hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Vasudeva Datta, when he was sickly and the worms were coming out and he would just put them back. So he didn't want to kill them.
Oh, yes. Vasudeva the leper.
Yeah, the leper. So then I was just thinking that sometimes it can be very extreme, but souls very elevated that we cannot imitate. But I was just thinking about this, that sometimes when people get, devotees get sick, you know, you kill millions, if not billions, of living entities within your body. Billions, when you take medicines. So can you comment on that? I mean, sometimes you can say, oh, I'm not going to kill this cockroach right there, or this, that, or I'm very, he's very sattvic, very, you know, like advanced. But actually, we do kill millions.
So, yes. So, that, of course, is beyond our control. That is arranged by God's master plan. So, that much you're allowed, because you have the right to exist, and Prabhupada wants us to live long and preach. So, yes, to survive, you do what you have to do to survive. You minimize as much as possible causing pain to other living entities, but you have to live long to preach Krishna consciousness. So take care of yourself. Do what you have to do, because you have to keep distributing books for another 50 years. At least. Yes, Sankirtan Nero. Wait. Wait for your...
You know, devotees call book distribution Sankirtan. I was wondering if Prabhupada also called book distribution Sankirtan.
Brihat Murdanga. The greater Murdanga. He said, we play the drum, it's heard like in New York because of the buildings and the echo, it can go for some time. But these books that you are distributing, they go far and wide. They go to places where kirtan cannot go. I remember before becoming a devotee, I was reading one article in Rolling Stone magazine. The great singer, Paul Simon, he was having a meeting with the head of Columbia Records, and he placed on the desk Krishna book. He had gotten a book from a devotee. So this book, besides, Sankirtan, what does Sankirtan mean? Sankirtan, complete glorification description of God. So, why did Prabhupada suffer and tolerate? What was his mission? To get these books printed and distributed. Here in this temple, distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. Sankirtan means going out and giving the fallen conditioned soul an opportunity to drown in the storehouse of love of God. You have read Adi Lila chapter 7, the first section. The members of the Panchatattva, they plundered the storehouse of love of God and distributed it. That's what you're doing. So get fired up. Go out there. Plunder the storehouse of love of God. Distribute all the books, because there's still a whole generation that has yet to get Prabhupada's books. It keeps coming. There's no end to this Sankirtan movement. A new generation is coming. They have to get Prabhupada's books. And as Prabhupada writes, if the advanced devotees do not go out and preach, who will? So, you've read Bhagavad Gita. There's no servant in this world more dear than one who preaches this message. So you are dear to Krishna. Now become more dear. And in the process, try to make more Sankirtan devotees. Can you do that? In other words, create 10 more like you. You can do it. I've told Bhrigupati, 100 times. He should become initiating guru and then instruct all of his disciples. You want to be my disciples? Go out on book distribution. That should be his thing. You want to be my disciple? You have to go out every day like your guru Maharaj. He gave me books. Did you know that? I was in Washington Square Park. Hippie. Playing guitar. And I saw him and he gave me Reservoir of Pleasure. Jai. Now he's hiding. Anything else? You are happy? Oh, wait. My senior godbrother.
You happened to mention in your asking, you were explaining how we were going to college, so you must have a brain. So does that mean if you don't go to college, you don't have a brain?
I will answer your question. So the angle of vision was from the material aspect, but we are not so much interested in the material aspect. Yajyai sankirtana prayar yajantihi sumedasaha. This word sumedasaha means genius. So who is a genius according to Srimad Bhagavatam? One who does sankirtan. So anyone who is doing japa, kirtan, life membership, book distribution, prasadam distribution, deity worship, whatever you're doing in this movement, that is the proof that you are sumedasaha, a stable genius, not some clown. Those who do sankirtan, they are highly in sumedasa. In Bhagavad Gita, there's the opposite word, opamedasa. Those less intelligent. But sumedasa, they are engaged in this sankirtan movement. So, everything in this movement is sankirtan. Everything. Right now, devotees in the kitchen, you're also on sankirtan. Because it's all part of the sankirtan army. Army can't... There's always a support staff. You just don't send a soldier out into the field. He's got to have backup. He's got to have food. So, everybody in this movement is important. Everybody in this movement is worshipable. Everybody is on sankirtan. Now plug in and conquer the world. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.